Sue Hakes ceases being Grand Marais mayor at midnight December 31st and starts being 3rd District County Commissioner on Tuesday, January 4th. Hakes said the change is a bittersweet time for her.
I'm getting sworn in on Tuesday for my new job as County Commissioner, but I'm really going to miss being the mayor. The one thing that really stands out in my mind is how well we work together as a council, even through disagreements. I think I thank the rest of the councilors for that, you know, willingness to work together even when we don't agree.
Hakes went on to list some accomplishments she feels she and the council achieved over the past 2 years.
We started out in the beginning of 2009 by establishing our objectives and our priorities, which I think was a real good guideline for us to determine how we wanted to spend our time in 2009 and 2010. And we did, you know, successfully accomplish a lot of things. It really helped with budgeting. You know, LGA has been cut significantly for the city, and we've managed to not cut services and not lay anybody off and still manage to budget properly and effectively. And we've done some great things.
She cited the recreation park as an example, with finger pier improvements to the marina and a park master plan that went through an extensive public input process.
We have worked with the county on several things. We worked with the county to get the 1% sales tax passed. We asked the county to help us with support financially for the swimming pool and got a commitment from them. And the county was willing to do it. They saw the fairness in it and stepped up to the plate on that.
Hakes said the city has had conversations with the Minnesota Department of Transportation about safety improvements for crossing Highway 61, as well as an electronic Your Speed Is sign at the foot of the 61 Hill by the entrance to the rec park, and special event congestion signs for the city's many summer festivals.
And then the orange flags. And we've had a lot of fun with the orange flags. I know some people think they're a little kooky, but I've seen a lot of people use them, and it's the right, you know, it's the people that need them that use them. People that have a little bit of a struggle crossing the street for whatever reason, whether they've got an arm full of groceries or they're elderly and using a chair or a cane, or whether they've got kids in strollers, or it's just busy and they want some reassurance that they can cross safely. So it's been a good little program.
Still, the mayor is looking forward to being a commissioner. She acknowledges it's a steep learning curve, and she will attend training workshops toward the end of January. In the meantime, she's been meeting with some department heads and other county staff to familiarize herself with the job. But she has personal areas of interest she'd like to pursue.
You know, I've worked on the community center project as the mayor, and I would like to continue on that. I think business development and economic development that all translates to jobs is a priority where I believe I might be able to contribute. What the county does for citizens that may need an extra helping hand, you know, whether it's the Violence Prevention Center or the Public Health and Human Services area, those are areas that I care deeply about and think that I might be able to contribute as well.
Hakes said she's glad she'll still be able to represent a portion of Grand Marais, but also looks forward to working on behalf of the entire county. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.